Thank you for calling Total Sports Travel. My name is Elisa. How may I assist you?
Elisa, this is Janet Baker, and I have called since Thursday. I called twice Thursday and left a message for someone to call me about the Auburn-Kentucky game. I talked to somebody again Friday. I left a message. I called this morning. Everybody keeps telling me somebody's going to call me back, and they never do.
Go ahead.
It's resolved.
Okay.
Okay? So what I've tried to explain, and I'm putting it now in another email, my father has bladder cancer. He cannot attend the game, and he's not up to traveling. Mm-hmm. So I need to cancel one of our rooms and go ahead and make payment for the other two rooms and get this cleared, and no one will call me back.
Okay, so your father's room is which room? Mr. Maurice?
My father's room is Maurice E. Bell with my mother, Joan R. Bell.
Okay, now those have been canceled. I'm so sorry that no one contacted you to confirm that.
Well, they didn't. I promise you, I wouldn't be calling you. I'm tired of calling you. Okay. All right, so we're down to my door. And then I needed to add my daughter's roommate to her room, so there'll be four of us traveling.
Okay, so we have the room with Eric, Jordan, and yourself.
It should be two rooms. I paid for two rooms. My husband and I are in one room with a roll-in shower. He's in a wheelchair.
So you, Eric is your husband. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And then you want to add someone to Janet's. I mean, not Janet's room, to Jordan's room.
Yeah, Chloe Britton, Brittain.
Okay. Let me see what we can do.
And then all I want to do is pay.
Okay. Well, we'll do that too. And I'm so sorry that no one.
I promise you, I think I've talked to you, and you sent me to a younger girl, and she said, I promise you that tour director was supposed to call you. I'm not faulting y'all, but whoever that tour director is does not call people back.
I'm so sorry. I think she just took care of it. Let's see. I'm just looking. It helps if my glasses were cleaner. Hold on one moment.
I understand. Go ahead.
Hey, you put your fingers all over. You can't see a thing. One moment.
No, you can't.
Give me one moment.
I get it.
And that's what I'm looking for. Something to clean them with. Give me one second, please.
Sure.
I'm with you now. So you just want to add.
Yeah, I wanted to add Chloe Britton, B-R-I-T-T-A-I-N.
Okay. Well, let's go this route first.
It's to Jordan's room, so I should have two rooms. One with the rolling shower and then one regular room.
Okay, let me check that one. Well, first let's add someone to the room.
Okay.
And her name is what?
Chloe, C-H-L-O-E, Britton,
B-R-I-T-T-A-I-N. Okay. T-A-I-N.
And then I need, our address is wrong. I just realized that.
Okay. We can fix a lot of things on here. So we are adding Chloe Britton. All right. Let's go look. And you're doing a three night. Is it?
They need to be two nights. They're not coming till Thursday.
So they
are three nights. They're three nights. That's right.
Okay.
So Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday. They're three nights. I'm supposed to be four nights.
Okay, let me look. And this is going to be Manchester.
Because I'm getting there on Wednesday.
Okay, so you're going to come in on the 23rd?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, that's what's listed on for the rolling shower. You didn't need a game ticket, right?
I don't need game tickets. I have my ticket.
And you all are doing the bourbon tour?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Da, da, da. Okay. Now, what is your correct address?
It should be, let's just do 315 Prime, P-R-I-M-E, point.
Now, this is your billing address, right?
That's everything. It should be my mailing address, everything. I looked at my husband's, it's wrong. And I really need to change my name to Janet Bell Maxwell, because I'm not Janet Bell Baker. We got married.
Oh, we can do that, too.
Okay,
so
good.
It's 315 Prime Point.
Peachtree City, Georgia. Yes, ma'am. 30269.
30269. And the correct phone number is still going to be 770-631-5773?
No, that's not even wrong. That's 770-631-1290.
So 5773 is no one's phone number.
No, it used to be, but not anymore.
Oh, okay. We're going to do a lot of fixing.
Do you have my cell number? That's my office number. Do you have my cell number?
Hold on. Let's do some moving around. So, the correct spelling of your name, let's fix you up.
Okay. It's Janet, J-A-N-E-T, Bell, B-E-L-L, Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L.
Oh, so you're getting rid of Ramsey and you're going to be Bell. Okay,
well,
gotcha.
My mom was Joan. I'm Janet.
Gotcha.
My mom was Ramsey. I'm Janet. I was Janet Baker.
Oh, gotcha. I was looking at the wrong one anyway.
No, you were looking.
I was looking at your mother. So
that's okay.
And you're gonna be Bill Maxwell.
Maxwell, yes, ma'am.
All right, let me fix that up. Hold on. All right, I got you saved on that. And then for your phone number, I don't have it. So what do you want listed as your cell phone number?
770-883-3634.
That's 770-883-3634. And then
yes,
you wanted your work number listed, 770-631-1290.
Correct. All right, can you send me an updated bill? And that way I can go out on the link and pay it.
Hold on.
Okay.
So let me see. I am fixing addresses. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we are fixing the address. So the address is 315 Prime Point.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's the same zip code. I think I got all everything together now. All right, so we've added Miss Chloe.
Right.
Maurice and Joan are not going.
Correct.
And so now you owe a balance of $4,026.
Okay. So can you send me that link and I'll go out and pay it with my credit card?
Yes. Hold on for a moment. Let me resend you this right here.
And you added the room, make sure I had the room for 4 nights, right?
Oh, let me check that for you. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right, let me go back. Hold on one moment. All right, you wanted to check in a day early. Hold on, so let me fix that up for you.
Okay.
All right, so we... Hold on, let me see something. Mm-hmm. All right. So we don't have the extra night listed. So that is what I would have to reach out for. So you want to come in on the 23rd? Of
yeah,
October?
Not the kids, but just me. Okay. Me and my husband. Yeah, uh-huh. We want to get there on Wednesday.
All right. So that I would have to really, I have to reach out to the tour manager, and I can call you back once I get that information. So I've sent you the updated reservation showing Miss Chloe on there. And what your balance is right now, but now I have to go and see... I want to see if we have any. They will have to reach out to see if we can get an additional night listed for you.
Okay. If you can do that, that's great. And I appreciate all your hard work.
You're fine. And you're very welcome, Ms. Maxwell. And I've resent out your confirmation page, but it doesn't have the 2 days. So let me reach out to the tour manager and see if we can get the 23rd added just for your room.
You want me to go ahead? Does that have a link on it so I go pay?
Now, did you create a profile?
I did, but when they ran it through, it's a, it's a credit card that has expired, so I need to put a different one in there.
Okay,
so
you
what
should.
Do I do?
Now, you can either do that with me, or if you, you should still be able to use that same link, just log into GroupMinder, log into your profile, and go ahead and
I'll
pay with
that
card.
I'm actually, I'm where I can't grab my card real quick.
Okay. So I'll bring that if you can find out about that extra night.
I sure can. Not a problem.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're very no problem, Miss Maxwell. No problem at all.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.